Hi, I'm sorry. Is this, Bootstraps and Buckles? Okay, that's great. I got it right then. I was by the tavern when I heard about the cobbler apprenticeship. Is the position still available? Ah, perfect. And yes. Well, no. But hear me out. The thing is, mister, I really don't have any experience with cobblering. Cobbling? Cobblermanship? Ah, thank you. Yes. And, well, the queen announced this to be the age of diversity, so surely an elf would be a great addition to your store. I'd be eager to learn, even if it takes me a little while. Oh, please, mister. Wouldn't you just let me try it for a span or two? Your kind are always so generous. The man who guided me over here couldn't stop complimenting me. Humans always act like they've never seen an elf before. Surely you'll be able to help me out too? You seem at least just as kind. Oh, please. I'll do anything, mister. Oh, but please, you can't be serious. I'll be quick to learn. I promise I won't be a waste of your time. I can speak Elvish, so I can translate and find you new customers if you want. Oh, and I've got quite the knack for speaking to the Fae, too. Nobody would even think of coming to bother the store through Solstice. I know they've been quite terrible in Avalon the last few times. Oh. Well, surely you had elven customers, no? Some high elves use leather footwear, although the druids are always so reluctant to the idea. I read that half elves prefer to use human armor because it's so much more comfortable, and that's to say nothing of. My ears. I mean, yes, of course you can. Here. Just be careful. They're especially sensitive at the points. You really haven't seen them up close before? They're not much different than yours, you know. And, well, while I'm a bit short for an elf, our figure surely isn't too different from what you're used to. Right, mister? Are you sure I can't get the apprenticeship? I really like your hands. I can tell you've been working all day. Okay, so yes, I'm very much an elf. I really am sure I could contribute to your business as soon as I've been filled up with knowledge. Yes, I've been taught in other professions when I was younger. I'm especially proficient in alchemy, but Avalon really isn't the place for alchemists these days. Not with the war and all. You know, other city dwellers I've met can be quite terrible and insensitive. I really appreciate you being gentle with my ears. This is a little embarrassing, but would you mind touching them a bit again? It's been a while, and really? Oh, thank you. Yes. That feels really good, mister. Please don't stop. I can feel how excited you are too. You humans really are quite excitable and so strong. Please. I'd love to unwind you too. I suspect I know where I can touch to pay you back a little. You're so hard and eager, mister. I can tell how excited I get you. Is this perhaps your first time with an elf? Taste incredible. It's so warm in here, too. I mean, just take this off. You're right. It's light blue without the sunlight. You can touch my neck if you want. You do seem so very flustered, mister. Too delightful for me. My legs are shaking a little. You think? I never really do this sort of thing, mister. Here? Seems a bit fragile, no? Slowly at first, mister. Please. Yes, that's good. Please, mister. No. Oh, just like that, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, don't stop. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, please kiss me, please. Oh my, mister. That was quite wonderful. Really? Thank you so much, mister. I'm sure you'll enjoy having me around. I know I certainly will.